we live in an interesting time. I was just thinking, has anybody been watching that program Back in Time for Tea? And there's been a series where they go back in time and they do different food and things from times past. It made me realize that I don't regard myself as being the age I am. but it's quite a surprise because I sort of remember back to some of the things from my childhood. It was like going to the science museum and looking at some of the things in the science museum that I remember. The chopper bike that all the boys wanted to ride. I see some of the adults smiling about that. Yeah, yeah. And then they brought out a girl's chopper bike, which was, you know, had all the sort of ribbons and things on it. Looking back, the other thing that was really interesting was in the 1970s, the family got a color television. And it was this big wooden box. Now think about our televisions today. And compare it to the television adults that you knew in your childhood. Quite a contrast, isn't it? Quite a contrast as to how we can watch television shows. Back in time, they actually had a time set for a particular television show, and they had to get everything done in the household before they could sit down and watch this television show, because it was on at a certain time. And nowadays, if we want to watch a television show, we just log on, pick it up off iPlayer whenever we want. It's amazing how things have changed. One of the challenges of that, though, I think, is do we find anything amazing anymore? Are we amazed by anything? Are we surprised by anything? Because everything's always kind of in front of us and on television. Now, in that reading, it tells us that the teachers of the law were completely amazed that Jesus, as a young person, was able to teach and do so many, to give so many amazing insights in the temple. Can you think of anything that's amazing? Anybody know of anything that's amazing, that they think is amazing? Anyone know? Yes? Swimming underwater, diving, yes. Anything else? Amazing. Something that's amazing. Sorry? When a baby is born. Yes, very much so. Yes? Children growing up. Yes. Yes.
Going to the moon.
Going to the moon. Yes. And it's incredible to think that we did that over 45 years ago. More than that even. 50 years ago nearly. Gosh, it's incredible. It's incredible. Are we amazed, though, at the stories of the Bible anymore? And we go to the movies and we watch TV programs and we want to be amazed. But the most amazing story of all is the story of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God who came to be with us. And at Easter time and Lent, we focus on him going to the cross, but we also focus on the miracle of the resurrection. Now, of course, all of you know what today is. Has anybody forgotten what today is? No? Mothering Sunday? Have you all spoiled your mums?
Not yet.
You have. Excellent. Very well done. Did you give her breakfast in bed? No. Sorry? Daddy didn't let you. Oh, okay. That's fine. But I'm sure.
There was two chocolates.
Two chocolates?
Yeah, in one present.
In one
and
present?
I ate one before I
came. Oh, wonderful. She's a very spoiled mummy.
Those melted chocolates inside of spring.
Oh. And
the other one.
That is lovely. Amazing. We all do special things for our mum on Mothering Sunday. And does anybody know the history of Mothering Sunday? Mothering Sunday is a time during Lent where the church celebrated Mother Church, the idea of Mother Church. And sometimes people would go back to their cathedrals in order to worship because that's the Mother Church of the diocese. Or they would go back to their homes. And it was one of the few times in the calendar where people working in service were allowed time off to go and see their mothers, to go and see their families. So now I'm going to ask if there's some slide. There's a couple of slides. Could you put the first slide up, please? Now you see there the flowers which we will distribute later. But you see there on the left-hand side a cake, a very special cake. Does anybody know what that cake is called? Simnel cake, yes. And a simnel cake, people made the cake. It's sort of like a fruit cake. I think if I'd been more organized, I could have got somebody to make some, and we could have had some after with our coffee this morning. But people would take that cake, because it traveled well, and they would take that cake home and share it with their mothers. And it has 12 marzipan balls on top. Does anybody know what the 12 marzipan balls are for? Yes? Disciples, that's right, yes. The 12 disciples of Jesus. So we celebrate motherhood today, but we also celebrate a time when we remember all those people who have taken care of us, all those people who have shared things with us. You all have your guide and scout leaders with you. They are people who help you and teach you and share things with you, share knowledge with you, your teachers at school. So we celebrate all people at this time who help and nurture others, as well as having a focus on motherhood and mothering on Mothering Sunday. And of course, my next and final slide, we have a picture of the church as a family where everyone works together, everyone is welcome. Everybody is part of the family of God. And so a church, and I particularly like that picture on the left, because yes, it's very important that we have the bricks and mortar, especially in this colder weather, but the church is only a building without the people inside. The people are what make up the body of Christ. And so as we celebrate Mothering Sunday, we celebrate the whole community of the Church of Christ. Amen.